Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My topic today is subsoiling and soil service management effects on maize productivity in the central islands of Kenya. In way of introduction, I'd like to state that water is one of the major limiting factors for crop production under rainfed farming systems in the sub-Saharan Africa. In the central islands of Kenya, where this study was located, the area produces about 20% of all the country's maize, and this covers both the high and the low potential areas as far as crop production is concerned. This experiment was done in one of the districts known as Mberen District, which is principally a low potential area with low erratic and unreliable rainfall. Under rain-fed agriculture, then strategies for reducing crop production at risk will involve reducing runoff losses, also improving water infiltration, retention, and accessibility by crop roots. Soil productivity can also be hindered by presence of inhibiting horizons within the profile, and then that's why we are talking of subsoiling today. In such cases, then, subsoiling is regarded as a remedy since it breaks the inhibiting horizon. The objective of this study, therefore, was to evaluate the effect of soil service management strategies without subsoiling and their interaction on maize productivity and erratic rainfall in these areas. This is a stand area. It's Machanga Secondary School. Of course, Kenya is in Africa, and the area is around here, which is the central islands of Kenya, and this is the district that we are talking about, but the stand area was this one around Machanga. The altitude of the area is about 1106 meters above sea level. The mean annual temperature is 21.6 degrees Celsius. Average rainfall is about 800 millimeters. The rainfall is bimodal, hence we have two cropping seasons per year, each with about 400 millimeters of rainfall. Experimental design and management. The experimental design was a 2x3 split plot design in a randomized complete block that was replicated 3 times. The main factors were 2, subsoiling and without subsoiling, and the sub-factors were 3, organic mulch, 5 tons per hectare, and the cover crop, cowpeas, and then bear, which was a control. Subsoiling involved then deep plowing to a depth of about 45 centimeters along and between planting rows using a mattock. We don't use tractors, but we use mattocks. Generally, this plot here will show the trial that has a mulch. This one is the one that has cover crop, cowpea, and then maize. And this one was bear. I don't have one for subsoiling. The trial management, the test crop was maize. And generally, 2 seeds were planted per hoe or per hill at a spacing of 0.6 meters, and goat manure was applied during plowing to supply the equivalent of 30 kilograms of N, and the NPK fertilizers were also used, and there was spot applied during planting, again at the rate of 30 kilograms per hectare. The balance of P was applied as TSP, which gave 60 kilograms P per hectare, and the P was given as blanket application. Then all the other standard agronomic practices were followed for optimal productivity. Daily rainfall and temperatures at maximum and minimum were taken every day. Soil moisture content was also determined, 49.3 using Diviner 2000, and then green yield quantities were measured at 13.5% moisture content. Data was analyzed using a SAS 9.1.3, and where significant treatment differences were found. These were evaluated using LSD at P0.05. Results and discussions. I'm presenting Lane for year for the two seasons that I understand it. The blue line gives rainfall for the short rains, 209, and then the long rains, 2010, is the red line. And maybe what I would want to point out for these two seasons, you realize that the short rains, 209, we had a lot of rains at the beginning of the season, and therefore most of this rain really went to waste. And then after that, we had very little rainfall during the critical periods, and then this rainfall continued even after at harvest. The crop is normally harvested at about 90 to 100 days. We still had rain coming, which really was not useful. And as a result, then we ended up with more rainfall in this season for 88 millimeters. But as the discussions go on, you realize that this really was a very poor season. And then the long rains 2010, we earned the rainfall that we received some quite amount of rainfall just at planting, and this continued. And by the time we were after tasseling and grain setting, the rainfall stopped. But again, this was sufficient to be able to give us a good crop. Now, what were the effects of service management, effect on grain yields? Mulching led to that 4% increase, while cover crop reduced the yields by 56% compared to control on bare during the short rains. So if you look at the short rains, 0029, we find that the cover crops gave the lowest yields under of about 500 kilograms or half a ton, whereas the bare gave about 1.5 tons and the mulch about 2 tons. And the same story is repeated in the long rains 2010. Again, the cover crops gave the lowest yields, followed this time by the bare and the mulch, but there were no significant differences here, because again, this was a better season, and therefore as a result then, the mulching effect may not have been that influential. So that's what we have seen during the long rains. There was no significant effect of mulch on yields, while cover crops still suppressed the yields significantly by about 47%. The effect of subsoiling on grain yields. On average, subsoiling resulted in 27 to 16% increase in grain yields during the two seasons, during the short rains 09 and the long rains 2010, again, the effects were more pronounced in the short rains 09 because this was a more drier season. The interaction of subsoiling and service management. What I would like to say here briefly is that there were significant increase in maize use as a result of interaction between cover crop and subsoiling in both seasons. So that was significant, and there was that interaction. Though also in the no subsoiling, there was still that interaction, and this one in the bare. This diagram here shows the effect of water retention at 30 centimeters depth. This is during the long rains, and what I would like you to observe is the dark line, which generally represent the subsoiling and the mulch. And this, like the short rains 209, which I have not shown, subsoiling combined with the mulching increased soil moisture content at 30 centimeters depth of the profile. And therefore, subsoiling and the cover crop interaction and the least amount of soil moisture almost throughout the season. Again, that may not be very clear, but the message here is when we did subsoiling, And then combine that with the mulch, then we see a lot of moisture being retained in that level. So interaction of subsoiling with service management treatment and a significant effect on grain yields, and also subsoiling helped crops withstand drought conditions due to enhanced root access to high amount of moisture accumulated in the subsoil. Subsoiling also facilitated the movement and the retention of water in the soil profile. And then generally, the soil moisture content was low in the short rains 09 compared to the long rains 2010. And this might be attributed to the rainfall pattern as observed, that I think I explained that earlier on. Cover crop suppressed maize yields due to competition for available soil moisture. And in conclusion then, the study highlighted the importance of subsoiling and soil service modification as key to farm management practices, and also it highlighted the potential of in situ conservation strategies that can be implemented by small-scale farmers who are dependent on rain-fed agriculture, especially in these areas. And in way of acknowledgement, I would like to acknowledge the Flemish Inter-University Council for funding this work, Kenyatta University for housing the project, and the team from Kenyatta University that is collaborating in implementing this project, and especially the graduate students who are doing most of this work. And I would also like to thank the organizers of this conference for starting this presentation, and to you, audience, for listening to me. Thank you. I think as we are seeing, these results will very much be dependent on where they were carried out and the prevailing conditions then, and especially so the soil type. The soil we are dealing here with is the sandy loam soils that normally would compact at about 40-45 centimeters depth. And therefore you find if you're able to break that layer, then you improve root penetration, especially for maize. And the results here clearly show that subsoiling, and especially if you mix this with the mulch, and then you have a season that is not very good, then you have advantages. And in this area, we know that 3 out of every 5 seasons, there will always be a crop failure, or the season will not be that good. 3 out of every 5 seasons, you expect erratic rainfall, you expect rains that are not sufficient. So then, a system like this, you'll be able to reap benefit, because as clearly as been shown in the 2009, when that the rainfall was erratic, there were clear differences and there were benefits in doing that. Again, I would say it all depends with really where you are coming from, where you are, and where these tests have been done. But what I would say is that we don't have sufficient data that can be able to conclude one way or the other. I think we need to continue collecting data so that then we can be able to validate this very, very well, depending on the sites that we are working in.